Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Everybody's blaming Boomer and I for Kodai Senga's injury because we had this guy call up yesterday and he said he didn't want Sean Manaea coming back. Because the staff's been so good and they're rolling and they're in a good place. And if Manaea comes back and Montas comes back, then all of a sudden things are going to go off the rails. And I believe, and I heard CeeLo said he had the audio, I believe Boomer said, these things tend to work themselves out. Somebody's going to pull a hamstring.
Yeah, I mean, it happens. It happens all the time on every team, every season.
And by the way, don't blame us for that. We have just been observing this for so many years that it happens, especially with baseball players and hamstrings. So it's not our fault. It's the sport's fault. But I do think there's something to be said when it's like a lower body injury or soft tissue injury with a pitcher that you know will get better eventually, unless he like tore it off the bone, which I don't believe he did. But if you know it's going to get better eventually, it's a long season. You know, like saving some miles on his arm for games that matter late in the season when you're playing as well as you are right now and you've got such depth with two guys coming off the IL and the rest of the staff pitching well, you could do a glass half full situation. Not great that he got hurt, but it's not the worst thing in the world when it's a hamstring injury.
No, it is glass half full from the standpoint of you had pitching depth. This is why you've basically signed and got 8 starters for your team. Like I said, you can point to every baseball team in Major League Baseball. They go through this with their rotation every single year on every single team. Now, what sucks about Senga is he dealt with this last year, came back, and for whatever reason, they used him in odd ways in the postseason. In this case, and I know they said it's a strain, which is, I know, some sort of a tear, I'm with you. If this thing's not torn off the bone and this is, let's just say, 8 weeks. 8 weeks takes you into the middle of August. Work your way back. Be ready to pitch start of September. And then you will be full go for the start of the postseason when you pitch through September and you come back. It's not optimal. I'm not saying it's great. You don't want anybody to get hurt. But considering the fact that you do have Sean Manaea on the way back, you've got Montas at some point soon. They'll be fine. This team has figured it out. All we hear about is the pitching lab, the pitching lab, the pitching lab. Well, it keeps working. They keep tossing up zeros. And that game, I know you didn't see it because you were golfing. I'm sure you saw the highlights at this point, though.
Of course.
It got dicey late. Yep. It got very dicey late. In the past, that might be a game they wind up losing. Well, you know what? They figured it out. They won another game. They won another series, another sweep. They just continue to figure out ways to win, and this is a setback for sure. But, I'm not going nuts. It sucks. It sucks, but you move on.
Yeah, I did have that same thought of, in years past, you know, the negative mentality and the teams we might have seen in years past. You know, you get a big injury, you blow the game, then all of a sudden the Frank the Tank lava comes out.
Yeah.
You know, with the here we go again,
this
mark
is the
this day down from here on, you know.
That's
but
right.
Of course they do win the game, and you've got two guys coming off the IL. And it's gotten to this point, I don't want to say that they're interchangeable, because obviously, you know, Kodai Senga has been the best from an ERA standpoint in baseball this entire year. So he's obviously been the best on the Mets staff. But I trust all of these guys
exactly.
At this point. Maybe, I mean, Tylor Megill a little less than some of the others. But, I mean, my goodness, every single one of them
gets the job done in the way that they need to, especially when the offense is doing what it has been doing for the most part. So he'll come back. This isn't a shoulder thing or an elbow thing or something that is more serious for a pitcher. I guess the only thing that could be a little bit concerning is the fact that Kodai Senga last year was like, I'm just not there yet. Yeah. I just don't feel right. And it felt like it extended and extended, even though the team was saying, well, you should be feeling okay. And he was saying, well, I'm not. So I just hope we don't have another situation like that. But
real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
This guy, you know, he's going to want to get back out there. He's going to want to pitch. And I'm with you, too. I don't want to go back and rehash everything that happened in the postseason, but I thought that was one of two mistakes that Carlos Mendoza made last year in the postseason, and Stearns as well, organizational decisions of forcing Senga into starts he probably shouldn't have made because he had really nothing going on all regular season last year.
Yeah, and such a low pitch number that they were going to give him. It made no sense. At least it didn't make any sense to me. Yeah. I think we all agree with that. You said something, though, that you kind of glanced over as you said it, but I think you're spot on. When you said just now, I don't want to say that they're all interchangeable. That's fair. The problem is they have been.
Yeah.
You know, when you look at this rotation last year and this year, they have brought guys. We've talked about Griffin Canning how many different ways this year. The guy's 6-2. He's got an ERA in the low threes, and he was the worst statistical starting pitcher in Major League Baseball last year.
Mm-hmm.
Clay Holmes was a closer turned starter who I think we expected to do well. I didn't expect him to be this good at this point. He's been great. Tyler McGill continues to be really good. Manaea last year had a career. Now, Manaea was good with the A's, so I don't want to make it seem like that's stunning. He's had a good career, but I don't think anybody expected that much from him last year, and look what he turned out to be, gets the big contract. So while you kind of glanced over it and said you don't want it to be interchangeable or kind of refer to them as such, that's what they've been, and that's a credit to them and a credit to Jeremy Hefner on whatever the hell they're doing over there with their pitching.
Yeah, I mean, and I didn't think that Clay Holmes was going to be good because I watched Clay Holmes in a Yankee uniform dominate at times as a closer, and I thought that it was going to translate to being a starter. I thought he was going to be good because the Mets identified him as a starter, went out there aggressively and signed him, and I said, okay, well, they saw something, and I trust them now. I mean, of all the teams that are out there making decisions, I think that specifically the Mets in selecting pitchers over the last 2 years and trusting David Stearns, Jeremy Hefner, and Carlos Mendoza is at the top of that list when it comes to confidence in
me.
No
question.
I mean, it is wild. I don't know if they could do this every single year, and there's going to be some years where guys that they identify are not going to be as good as what Griffin Canning has been or Severino and Manaea last year and all of that. But, I mean, so far it's been remarkable, and the depth, too. I mean, this just goes to show you, though. I mean, it's something we've been talking about for years. Now, the Mets have not won a World Series, didn't even make it to the World Series last year. But, you know, the money spent on starting pitching for these guys that you're either hurt,
pitch once every fifth day, you know, have ERAs of the high threes when you're paying them $40 million a year. I mean, that's something that Steve Cohen, along with the advisement of David Stearns, learned after the Verlander and Scherzer stuff. We can't pump money into these old-ass starters again. What we're going to do is we're going to bring guys in that we feel like have potential that are on affordable short-term deals. Or we're going to try to get prospects to come up and then have them on their entry-level contracts for all those years with the arbitration and everything else. Or we're going to try to sign someone very young that we think is a superstar in Yamamoto. But, I mean, it's clear the guys that they are looking for, and it has worked out like aces so far.
It's like the philosophy is get good starting pitching, make them better, as opposed to pay for what guys have done. Now, it's worked out with Max Fried and the Yankees so far. That guy has been worth every penny because every night he goes out, aside from one start, I think he's got 9 wins, maybe 10 already on the season. It's June 13th. I mean, think about that. That's how good he's been, throwing to a low ERA. That guy has been one of the best in baseball. But it is rare. I mean, Gerrit Cole has been great since he's been signed. But we can go down the list of starting pitchers that get top dollar that have not been good. The Mets, with what they've done with the pitching, I almost liken it to, when you say, like, how long can it go for? This recipe for success they've had, it's a couple of years now with what they've done. I almost liken it to the Tampa Rays. The Tampa Rays, every single year, have a weird roster, and they let good players go. And yet and again, I'm not saying they're winning World Series every year, but you know what they are? They're relevant every year, and they are in the mix or in the postseason every single season. Doesn't seem to make sense, but they have figured something out to get the best out of what they've got, and the Mets have done that with the pitching.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Wherever summer takes you, save on your journey with True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull. Enjoy the new Red Bull Summer Edition, White Peach, a perfect balance of bold, sweet, and refreshing. Right now, grab any 3 8-ounce Red Bull for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon, just in time for your next road trip. Save big all summer long with the True Rewards mobile app, available in your favorite app store. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.